How do we live in communion with one another? Can it really be done? Can it really exist? Or is it just an idea or some ideal or abstract concept which can never really be found in our lives? Our parish community is not something that we really get to choose, right? We are here, and the people around us, it's kind of like family, right? You get who you get. Okay, except for that one. I don't want that one over there, you know? Sometimes that's our response. We want something different. Now, there are sometimes in this community that we experience brokenness or ugliness or awkwardness, and so we struggle with that. But it is here that God has placed us. And it is here that He has called us to live our faith together. Jesus reminds us that we are called to love our enemies. And the sun rises on the good and the bad alike, and the rain falls on the just and the unjust. Earlier in the sermon last week, Jesus says to us, "If you bring your gift to the altar and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled to your brother, and then offer your gift." We are called to be in communion with one another. How easy it is to nourish our dislikes at times, or our jealousy, or our indignation, or our frustration, or our anger. You know, that list could go on. But Jesus calls us to love those who we find difficult to love or at odds with in our lives. Can we do this? Is it possible? And will we do it? Our baptism demands of us that we rise above our personal preferences. To live as a Christian is to choose to love those we find difficult to love. To desire to be united and to cooperate with the grace that God gives us. We see disunity in our nation, in our world, and if we look around in our parish, we can find it too. What is the source of this disunity or this disharmony? Ultimately, it's our decisions, right? Our choices that we make. We're free to make those choices, and sometimes we choose to be in disunity with one another. But what unites us? What's the antidote to this? It is Jesus that gives us the chance to be united. Jesus died for us while we were yet sinners. And through our baptism, we become a temple of God. We heard about that today. The Spirit dwells in us. And thus we can reverence one another. We can love one another. How does Jesus do this? You know, he doesn't simply pretend that there aren't faults in us. He sees those perfectly, and yet He still chooses to love us and to give us His mercy, even though we are totally undeserving of it. Living in community is hard, right? It's difficult, especially a community that we don't get to choose. No one ever undertakes what is laborious and painful except to obtain the object of their love. We must love Christ, and we must love Him in others. And if we do this, then we will be willing to undergo this arduous work of living in communion with the body of Christ. This is not simply a matter of our efforts, our own efforts. It's not only us working hard to love one another, and it's not simply being tolerant of others and our own faults at times. It is cooperating with God's invitation. First to love Him, to love God, and then to give Him space within us to allow that temple of God to be constructed so that the Holy Spirit in us can love and forgive and show mercy and respond generously. Now, there is a beauty in communion, right? It's not just like, oh gosh, this is a hard thing and we gotta make this happen. Oh man, what are we gonna do, you know? It's not just a hardship. It's a beautiful thing when we can live in communion. It is a wonderful experience and a journey together. But it is possible only in Christ to allow Christ to dwell in us and hold sway in our lives. Otherwise, communion simply dissolves under the weight of our own brokenness. Community is always based on something, right? If we look around in the world, it can be based on fear or control or privilege. entitlement, power, utility, any number of different things. These are all ways to organize a community, and they are all ways that can be used to keep a group of people in some kind of organized body. But all of these are dehumanizing if we use them to organize community. God is the ultimate source of community based on love. Only when we follow this example and invite this way of community can we have an experience of communion that gives life to all of its members. God's way of communion is love. And when we live in communion with the way that God invites us to, then we will see the fruits of the Spirit. Peace, patience, chastity, charity, modesty, self-control, generosity, goodness, joy, kindness, gentleness, and faithfulness. These fruits that come through this communion of love, the Spirit working in our lives. We cannot simply will this perfect communion and community to happen. We can only cooperate with the Holy Spirit. But often, real community must be suffered in a sense. It is a suffering in which we let Christ purify within us those things that break communion. We allow the Lord to have His sway in our hearts. Only in God can we have perfect communion. And so unless two people have God dwelling perfectly within them, they cannot have perfect communion. So the reality is perfect communion probably is pretty rare in this lifetime, but nonetheless, Jesus calls us to it. Be perfect, He says, just as your Heavenly Father is perfect. This is an impossibility. This is impossible apart from God. It can only be received and it can only come about if we allow the Lord to take up His abode in us. So, begin seeking communion, invite God in, nourish that relationship with God, become a temple of the Holy Spirit. Only then can we love our brothers and sisters. Only then can we really begin to love those who persecute us, those who are enemies. Only then can we avoid hatred for one another. The world looks for laws and policies and slogans and mottos. It looks for political movements, political power, or government programs to bring about unity. The world seeks communion, but none of these have the power to bring communion about. It can only be found through Christ, and it can only be received. So let us begin. Let us invite the Holy Spirit to take up His abode in us.